Good morning. Welcome. It's the Ask the Pastor program on the Messenger of Good News. Worldwide, KFUO. KFUO is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. I'm Roland Lettner. Thanks for being with us today. And I really should modify just a bit the introduction, because every now and again we suspend the rules and we don't call it Ask the Pastor. We call it Ask the Managing Director of Broadcast Services for KFUO. And that would be our boss, the Reverend Rod Zwanitzer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Roland. Good to be back with you.
How goes your day today?
It's better right now because it's warm in the studios. The rest of the building, we're without our boiler, hopefully to come up late today or tomorrow. And so it's so nice to be in here and not have to sit on your hands.
Is this an act of forced penance on our part? Were they taking the heat away?
Oh, gosh. Yesterday was miserable.
Oh, yeah.
And some of us forgot not to layer up, you know, before we came in.
Yeah, so. Like I told you, I looked at my sweater and I went, no, you know, those boilers, that radiant heat,
yeah.
It runs me. I have windows open in my office when it's 10 degrees outside.
We're like that, and so this is tough, but we're going to, you know, and I think when we get the boiler back up, it's going to be up in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be steaming away, and we'll have the windows open, so,
and then we'll be complaining about how hot it is.
Yeah.
Hey, compliments on Book Talk. That program is doing very, very well. You host that.
Well,
how are you enjoying radio? Some of the listeners may not know that this is not a first vocation of choice for you.
No vocation choice, really. Everybody asks me that, friend and colleague alike, and I can still honestly say I'm having fun.
Yeah.
And all of you make it fun. So, Book Talk is fun, and just kind of jumping in the deep end and looking for towels is really good.
Yeah.
And so, and it seems like the Lord is continuing to bless us and expand us. So,
why books? Why are you a book guy?
I don't know. I've always been. Somebody's asking me that over the weekend, and I said that my mom is really the one. My brothers and I, when we were growing up, I can remember in the third, fourth grade, she would drag us to the huge Carnegie Library in town.
Oh, yeah.
They tore those down. Those were magnificent structures. I think a lot of towns and cities had them, and we had a huge one. And she would really trick us into checking out books. I remember as a kid, of course, you're interested in snakes and bugs
that.
And then as you grow up a little bit, sports.
Yeah.
So I would read a lot of sports books, and before you know it, I'm into books. And now it's a disease, bookaholism. And so I got books everywhere.
So in a lot of ways, like the faith, your love for books was patterned on you by someone else.
Mm-hmm. And of course, come to seminary and you're just deluged with books. I remember one kid said that he just didn't like seminary because he said that made me read books. The rest of us look at him going, "You sure you want to be a pastor?" Because most pastors are really into reading about theology, and as you know, man, that it gets you in trouble because you get lots of books quickly.
Yeah.
And you never stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I was marveling the other day. I was talking with, I think it was yesterday, with Pastor Matt Clark about, you know, Luther's library. You probably would have needed 3 or 4 ox carts to haul it from place to place at the height of his career.
And the ones he wrote.
Yeah. And then you add everything else into it. And, you know, now you can carry all that. You can carry it in your pocket.
A CD.
Yeah.
Yeah, a CD. Put it on a smartphone. CD. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
An iPad, that kind of thing.
That's wonderful.
Are you a guy that likes real books? Or are you adapted to the electronic age?
No, I'm still into the real ones. I have a couple on my iPhone just if I'm out, don't have anything else to do, I'll start reading them. But I love to mark and highlight. I don't highlight much. I mark and I clip pages, and I'm into that.
Yeah, you can't write on your iPad. I've tried. It doesn't work.
Yeah, they say you can, but, you know.
It's like walking into Starbucks. I mean, you walk into the library down here on campus, and it smells like a library.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as pleasant for me as going into Starbucks.
One of the things that really irritated me when I came here is I went down to the Sim bookstore to buy a birthday present and said they were closing it. And that because I worked there for a quarter or two.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was the favorite thing of seminarians to go over and wander around the bookstore and look at stuff you couldn't have in drool, you know.
Speaking of the campus, someone you and I recently interviewed, Studio A for me, Book Talk for you, was Professor Schuchart. from here about his new commentary on 1-2-3 John.
Isn't that a good commentary?
Wow. Have not interviewed him before. What impressed you about him?
Well, soft-spoken guy, but you can tell that he really is deeply into the Apostle John, and he just spits it out like most of them
do. And that's
do.
Not easy stuff.
And so passionate about it. I could tell at times that both of us were getting carried away. So you really thank God for a man like him.
You know, we did the 24 and a half minutes for the program, and then we sat in the studio for 90 minutes afterwards. I should have just kept the thing running. Right. I didn't have the good sense to do that, but it was just such a marvelous conversation. I'd commend folks to check out the entire CPH commentary series, but the most recent one is 1-2-3 John. From
right.
Dr. Shuchard.
And then a recent interview of mine and a good friend, Dr. Mike Middendorf, out at University of Irvine. They're coming out with his commentary, first eight chapters of, ready for this? Romans.
Romans.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we spoke to him. He must have started it like 4 years ago, because he was one of the early interviews I did when I got here, and I've been here about 6 years. So maybe 4 or 5 years ago is when he actually began that.
Yeah. And probably like another six before he has to turn it out, right? But it comes a point when, you know, you just, you have to give birth, you know?
Yeah. You know, Dr. Gibbs was in here one day talking about his commentary, and he had just finished the first volume, and he said, people keep bugging me to get the second one done. And I said, just ask me if they've read the first one yet, and I'll just put it to rest.
That'll stop it for a while. Yeah.
Hey, there's some big news coming. You want to talk about that first, or you want to save that?
Let's get out of the way, and then we can take your or any of the viewers' questions about the station, whatever. There's a lot of things happening around here. We're always prayerfully looking at where are we, where do we need to be and go, that type of thing. And one of the things that early on that we really noticed was, we really needed to help the family. As we know, the family is the basic institution of culture.
We're going to start watching kids at the station?
Yes, we are. Drop off your kids. No, don't drop off your
kids. Be careful how you say that, Pastor.
Yeah. But we're kicking off next Monday, the 18th, Faith in the Family, with one of our new employees, Liz Hoffman. And we're really excited and thrilled and blessed to announce that program was going to be underwritten by Concordia University, Wisconsin, who is doing some great stuff up there. So we're excited about that. Liz is going to have a format that every week she's going to have a different family emphasis. So the first week, next week, she's going to look at what does the Bible have to say about the family with Jean Veith and his daughter, Mary Merbury, and they're great. They wrote a book. They were my first interview, so they're going to be Liz's first interview.
Oh, I bet the word vocation is going to come up more than once, knowing Dr. V.
Yeah. So we're thrilled about that, and we want you, the listeners out there, to know that the one of the basis for the show is going to be your questions. I know we all have questions about family. And so we're looking for those questions. And so, you know, you can call them in on our comment line, 314-505-7839, 24/7. It's an answering machine, and it's our comment line. And so you can give us...
We like the personal touch here, KFUO.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Hi, you've reached KFUO after the beep. Yes. Anyway, call those in, 505-7839, area code 314, and let us have your questions. And then we'll have experts on to answer those. And you can also email those, and this is really hard, family@kfuo.org.
I think even I could remember that.
Yeah. So we're excited about that. And we have to say, Roland, it wasn't at all about so much this show as just needing the time. And so we thank you for hosting such a great program for so long, Ask the Pastor. And all your dear pastors and friends that came in
and did it.
Lots of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And we know you're going to continue to do that in the Bible study.
Absolutely.
Studio A.
Absolutely.
And then a yet-to-be-determined name programming that will be coming out
here in
the future.
St. Louis Matters is what I've heard floated by Gary. Yeah.
Nice. I like the STM.
Yeah, St. Louis Matters.
Yeah, almost a degree, STM.
Is that the one you can do by phone?
Yeah, yeah, and the box stops. But thank you, Roland, for being such a great host for so long.
You know, it just goes to show, you got to be careful for what you pray. Because I remember sitting in a very unpleasant place in a previous life as a director of public works for a municipality here, and the politics were awful. And when
as
it snowed,
no,
you don't know what. Let me tell you, my friend, after 15 years of municipal service, you don't know what politics is.
I can imagine.
And having to sit through council meetings on television.
Yeah.
And having folks like Tom Baker notice me
well,
on television.
There goes that city's advertising plan.
I won't mention them because there's some good folks there in that town and still have some friends there. But it was a very bad time. Politically, the mayor was under a lot of fire, and you know, when you're appointed by the mayor, things, if they don't go her way, they tend not to go your way as well. And I found myself praying, you know, I just wish I had some more time to study the Word of God. And before you know it, I was out of work.
Wow.
You know, the politics went bad. When the mayor is recalled, you know, the folks she tends to appoint get recalled as well.
And that is one of the big, I think, downers of attractions for public service, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you go with those elections and new staffs come in.
So make a long story short, found myself playing Mr. Mom for a while. And then I'd always volunteered here at the station. I've been a volunteer here, I guess, 15 years? You know, with Kay Meyer and some other programs.
Yeah.
And started doing a little bit of fill-in work here and there. And all of a sudden the phone rang one day. And they said, you want to come play on the radio? And I said, what the heck? You know, I mean, it beats being a janitor, I guess. I don't know. And I didn't know anything about it and just kind of fell into it. And that was the answer to that prayer that now every day, you know, I come in, I do about 3 hours for every 1 hour of Bible study.
Yeah.
And it's the best time of my life.
Good.
And you know what? If it weren't for this job in this place, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And we might say, too, that if you also tune in, and we hope you do, many more out there are tuning in to World Lutheran News Digest.
Oh, yeah.
WLN Digest Minute and the 30-minute program on Saturdays. Roland's going to have an increasing role on that,
and
we're excited about
that. Yeah, I throw little bits and pieces. We're going to have a little bit on Martin Niemöller.
Yeah, you did all that research.
Weekend.
Isn't he a fascinating guy?
He is. He goes from a World War I U-boat commander to being a peace activist who receives the Lenin Medal of Peace near the end of his life.
And, you know, he's not well known at all. And I learned of him from our good friend, Dr. Lewis Brighton.
Yeah.
In a class one day, he told us about, he said, hey, Bonhoeffer is nothing compared to this Niemöller guy. And so he's talking to us about it. And, you know, instantly I went out and, you know what's coming next? Bought 2 books.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right.
And the rest is history. They say, what a fascinating guy.
Yeah, I think he doesn't get the same press as Bonhoeffer. Number one, because he survived the war.
Yeah,
you know, he wasn't killed.
Yeah, he barely survived.
Well, yeah, he was I think it was Patton's army.
Yeah,
going through the Tyrol happened to come
you know,
across
if you look at their history and their theology, which guy is really more representative of Lutheranism?
Well,
no contest.
Niemöller.
Niemöller. So there, you know, Bonhoeffer's a fascinating guy, don't get me wrong, but if you look at some of his theology and that.
Yeah. I think he's a little bit misunderstood because after the war, he's in Naples, he's giving a press conference. He had a little bit of a cause celeb because some members of the English church, the Anglican church, had taken him up as an important figure in the anti-war cause and to expose what Hitler was up to. And he doesn't exactly make the most prudent remark when he talks about, well, you know, my real issue with Hitler was his control of the church, not politics. And they misunderstood what he was saying.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, because even still, people misunderstand what World War II was really all about.
And you know, that says something in life, doesn't it? And I'm guilty of this, too, at times. Assuming when you hear the words or read the words, you understand completely what a person meant.
Yeah.
And the fair thing, even we've had it done to us, Roland, is if somebody says to you, now, I heard or read this, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
And then you get the chance to express it and clarify it. And if they would have did that in this case, would have helped.
Well, but, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt, of all people, gets involved with Niemöller. He wants to come to the United States. She wanted him prosecuted and jailed as a war criminal because at the start of World War... Now, mind you, my family is European. I'm a first-generation American, so I have a little bit better understanding of the social dynamic. At that time in Germany, like, or in the Baltic states, where my mother comes from, service, military service, was one of the highest callings, one of the highest honors, was to do service for the state. So even in prison at the start of World War II, Niemöller volunteers to go into the naval service, because it's not Hitler he wants, it's the German state that he wants to serve.
Sure.
Had nothing to do, and he just wanted to be a man of service.
Sure.
And that gets misunderstood as well.
Yeah.
And because of that he was also branded, I think,
So they even had spinning back then, didn't they?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Spin room. So the Faith and Family program begins Monday
the 18th.
At 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Now, and let me give you the lineup for this first week, because these are some heavy hitters here. First show, What the Bible Has to Say About the Family, with Dr. Gene Feith and his daughter, Deaconess Mary Murby. And then on Tuesday, the 19th, Family and the Church. And Ben Freudenberg, who's been in family work for almost 50 years and teaches it at the only Missouri Synod school that has a program in family life, Concordia Ann Arbor. Which is now associated with our underwriter of the program, Concordia, Wisconsin. He's got some great things to say about this. I was the one that actually talked to him about this, and I can't wait for the radio audience to hear what Dr. Freudenberg has to say. And then on Thursday, we have a dear friend of KFUO and a remarkable guy, as you know, Tim Gegline.
Oh, yeah.
Served under George W. Bush cabinet in his office there of the White House. He's going to talk about the family and government, and he's a great guy for that. And then on Friday, we have Counselor Marty Linfett, who's going to take people's questions and give them some expert advice. It's one of the things I'm really excited about, Roland, is we're going to have on hopefully Friday is a rotating group of family counselors. They're going to be there to talk about what they're hearing and seeing in their family counseling sessions, and also to take people's questions. So email us those questions, family at kfuo.org, or you can call our 24/7 comment line, 314-505-7839.
I'd make two suggestions for you. One would be Dr. Buddy Mendez from Concordia Irvine. Fun guy. Deals in that, is also in practice outside of the academic realm. And, you know, when the Studio A program was an afternoon show, we did programs like Your Daughter Starting to Date,
ooh,
How Not to Screw Up Valentine's Day, just for you guys out there.
Ah, great,
you know,
stuff.
Those are still, so he'd be a good resource for you also.
Well, if you would do me the service here of emailing that so we don't lose it.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
You're ready for the email?
Yes.
Family at kfuo.org.
And the other would be Bob Morrison, who's with the Family Research Council. He used to work.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think he was not ordained. I guess you'd call him the first civilian employee for the LCMS office in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
You know, when that still existed.
Great, great.
So now he works with the Family Research Council. So
we've got a goldmine of resources for the family in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod who haven't been utilized to their fullest. And that's I think, going to be one of the best fruits of this program, hopefully, too.
Oh, absolutely.
All these people. And then the second week, Roland, which is Holy Week, we're only going to do 3 days and then, you know, do some sacred music and such there on Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday. And so we're going to do 3 days on what do you do with your kids over the spring or Easter break, whatever they call it. And we're going to have some great people on about that, too.
Yeah.
So some great stuff coming
White House is closed because of the sequester. You know, maybe do something here in St. Louis. Don't go to D.C.
You know, I saw this morning, and I posted on my Facebook, where the cost for a whole year of tours at the White House was almost to the dollar the same as one state meal that they had for the president of Mexico. Now, the irony in that, you know, is...
One golf outing. I know you're a golfer, too.
Yeah. Well, the golf outing would be worth it, but a state dinner...
If the phone rang and it was the president, he said, you want to play golf with me, would you go? Or would it depend on the course?
He wants to play for money.
Well, apparently he's got it all.
Sure. He can print some more, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. The Reverend Rod Zwanitzer is here. He is the Managing Director of Broadcast Operations for KFUO, and he's willing to take your questions, comments. If you want to maybe get in a little bit early about the new program starting next week, you can certainly do that as well. I've also got some stuff. We've got a couple of minutes before the break here. How soon do you think we'll get a pope? You think it'll be today?
Gosh, I heard an expert on today. In fact, he was the head of the Eternal Word Network, who said that he thought it's going to be Thursday or Friday. So I don't know. Interesting, with all the talk when they put the mic in these cardinals' faces and ask them all kinds of differing across the range ideas about who it should be. So pretty interesting. You know, I knew Pope Benedict before he was the Pope by reading his books. I read quite a bit of it. Interesting man.
Quite a Luther scholar.
Yeah. You could tell he was a devout, passionate Roman Catholic. And so interesting to see if they break that stream or go in another direction. So that's going to be interesting.
From left of center religious news outlets, there are some people that are running op-eds that now is the time for the Protestant evangelical world to reunite with the Roman Church for the sake of unity. Never mind Jesus and the gospel and all that stuff, but for the sake of you. From where do you think all that comes? Is that just so much platitude? Or do you really think there's a genuine opportunity with the new pope that some of these differences, like Trent, you know, that we had the anniversary of Trent last week, mm-hmm. Could be set aside?
Well, I don't see, you know, over the history of much of a chance. And one of my favorite things in my possession is some cassette tapes of that very discussion that was held in Fort Wayne, Indiana. By then, get this, Pastor Matthew Harrison, who was a pastor there in Fort Wayne, and with an Elka guy and a Roman Catholic, put together a discussion between Cardinal Cassidy, who at that time was the head of ecumenical affairs for the Roman Catholic Church, and Dr. Kurt Marquardt represented us.
Well, yeah.
And their discussion is just classic, because Dr. Marquardt told Cardinal Cassidy, if you and the Pope are, and this was right before 2000, the Jubilee, where the Pope had put out this big thing, we want to unite everybody around Rome again.
Right.
And Dr. Marquardt said, you will not find a better partner to talk to than the Missouri Synod, but be ready for this. It's going to be around the Word of God only. And so, if you look at the last dialogue, which went on for a lot of decades, and at one point, I think, if memory serves me right, we were thrown out of the dialogue because we were one of the squeaky voices. And they brought us back in at the end. And, you know, his last book, and if people out there want to read on this and get a good answer, I can't remember the title, but it's Robert Preuss, Preus, his last book. It's like Justification and the Church of Rome, something like that. Because, you know, there's this wild document that came out of that with the Lutheran World Federation.
The Joint Declaration.
Yeah. It's all about that, and he talks about the state of that and what he thinks. And so,
but you have to admit that's a beautiful contemporary document, because words don't matter.
Yeah, words don't matter, yeah.
It's absolutely
twist the meanings and say, agree to disagree. And so, no, I don't think so, unless there's severe changes. And, of course, I think we as Lutherans, we can and we do and we should pray that God would allow them to speak openly and honestly with us about the Word of God. And we got a whole book on that called The Book of Concord.
We do.
Yeah.
We've talked about that once or twice here in KFUO, I think.
Yeah, I think at least the once that I heard.
Yeah. Well, someone who now is the regular morning guy here at KFUO, he and I did a series way back when, walking through the Book of Concord.
No kidding.
Step by step, yeah.
Wow.
That's half the reason why I think you hired him.
Pastor Asbury?
That's right.
Yeah, they had him on before, and I haven't been able to get him out the door yet, but we're blessed to have him here, aren't
Absolutely.
We? Yeah.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727 from anywhere in the world. Let me go back to the email. Oh, boy, an hour ago it was 16 countries, Singapore, New Zealand, Jamaica, 33 states. Join us, KFUO@KFUO.org. The Reverend Rod Zwanitzer, Director of Broadcast Services, is with us this morning. Join us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's not Ask the Pastor, at least not today. It's Ask the Director of Broadcast Operations, the Reverend Rod Zwanitzer, is with me this morning. You can join us, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. And just in case someone tuned in a little bit late, the big announcement is...
A new show beginning Monday at this time slot, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Faith and Family is the name of it, where we're going to talk about the basic institution in culture and its state, and take your field, your questions about it. Let experts answer them on the air as time permits. And so we're kicking off with an exciting program, and we're pleased to also keep announcing and thank God that we have an underwriter for this, Concordia University, Wisconsin, who are really on the move doing great things up there in the suburbia.
Well, you've got Mashke and Jastrom and a whole bunch of good guys up there in Milwaukee.
Angus Manouge.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Bev Yonke, who's going to come on Faith and Family. So we're excited about that. And again, Roland, we thank God for your Ask the Pastor program and its its benefit to the church and to the world. So we're looking forward to great and exciting new things.
Oh,
out of
lots
you too.
Of stuff is coming down.
We got
the
you
pipe,
on
yeah.
some new trajectories, folks.
Oh, yeah.
So don't think that Roland is going anywhere. He's just being reassigned and some exciting new stuff. He did the first time we brought him in on this new program that I'm so excited about, and I know a lot of people are, World Lutheran News Digest. We do a minute every weekday and then a half hour program Saturday, and we ask Roland to do his first contribution for that on Martin Niemöller. We were talking about that today. He did a great job, by the way.
Well, thank you.
So we look forward to great things out of that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's very complimentary to Studio A, so it sets up the rest of the broadcast day for Saturday very well. And
a lot of carryover, you're saying, between the two.
Yeah, exactly. And we're also going to find out that St. Louis matters.
That's
Saturday morning as well.
Your new show, St. Louis Matters.
Yeah, we're working on that. Don't know exactly what the launch date will be, but that'll be early Saturday morning as well.
Yeah,
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Good things
all the new
come.
Stuff that's coming from your Lutheran radio station, KFUO.
Well, and let's not forget to mention, what's coming up next month. My wife's birthday, but that's besides the point. Share-a-thon!
Oh, yes, April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Thank you for remembering that.
And if you want to see how responsive KFUO is, especially when you become day sponsors or founders and you come and you talk, you come to the Founders Club dinner and you talk to Pastor Zwanitzer about what you'd like to hear, what's going on at the radio station. You see, it does not mean that we go, yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
It actually turns into action.
The Founders event this year is going to be unique and different, and I think everybody's going to love it, Roland.
How's that?
Well, I'm not going to give it all
free
away
free ice cream.
Yet, but what they're going to get to see is a personal tour in an exciting way of the new studios.
Really?
Yeah.
We have new studios?
Yes.
Why haven't I been told about this?
Yes. Well, we're gonna take you out there and show them to you pretty quick, Roland.
Oh, good.
They're really coming along. We look like we're going to be in there.
Do they
have
heat there?
Yes, they do.
When it's cold?
Yeah. And we'll probably be in there early in June broadcasting. And so what we're going to do at the Founders event this year is, guess who the speaker is going to be? We can announce it right now.
Really?
Tim Gegline.
Oh, great.
Who's this amazing guy that's had quite a career.
And he talks about forgiveness.
He does, in an amazing personal way. And we'll talk to him about that and let everybody hear. It's going to be an exciting, kind of different event, and I think everybody is going to be into it. It looks like we have our first caller.
We do. I bring up Share-a-thon only because Joni knows you're on this morning.
And here's
she will darken my doorstep if we don't say Share-a-thon.
Is this a donation? Is this a donation?
We can find out. Larry contributes a lot to the program. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Pastor Zwanitzer.
Hi, Larry.
How are you?
I am great. And you?
My wife and I are doing well. A couple of things. Roland, can you outline the programming now? Are we still going to have the Bible study at 10 o'clock, and then Rod's going to be on at 11? Tell me what's going on.
The Bible study is going to be on at 10, as always. That's not going away.
Okay.
It's not changing.
Okay.
And for long as they'll have me, I'll still be around doing that. Then at 11, the new program launches Monday, Faith and Family, with that ever-so-complicated email address of...
family@kfuo.org. And Larry, by the way, I'm not going to be hosting that at all. It's Liz Hoffman who's going to be hosting that show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're still going to do book talk at 2:30?
I am, so long as the Lord allows. So still going to be doing that.
Okay. You brought up Robert Preuss's book, Justification in Rome.
Yes.
I think you could get, for all the listeners out there, I think you can get that in the $5 bin now at CPH. I think it's been recycled over to $5.
Wow, that's a bargain, isn't it?
It's a great book. You know,
yes,
I learned a lot about justification on our point, the biblical justification versus Rome's justification, and their different types of grace they believed in. I had never come across that anywhere yet. It's a good read. Have your dictionary handy.
Yes. You'll need to know the word prevenient.
Pardon?
You'll need to know the word prevenient.
You need to know a lot of words.
Yeah, look that
yes,
one up.
Yes, he's got quite the vocabulary, and yeah. But he unloads those things, those differences between us and Rome so well, as you say, Larry.
Right, and one last thing, and you can throw this around. You know, if you listen to Fox News or some of these other outlets, you hear these priests talking to the media saying, "We're the Holy Spirit's going to be active in this decision of the making who's going to be the next pope." I don't think the Holy Spirit's going to be a part of the equation.
Spoken like a true Lutheran.
Pardon?
Huh? Spoken like a true Lutheran.
Yeah. Thank you, Rod.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit really wants to point to Jesus alone, doesn't he? And him crucified.
That's the Bible. That's what we read, right, in the Bible.
That's what I read, for sure. Sola Scriptura all the way, right?
Amen, brother.
Careful, you're sounding like a Baptist Costal now.
A Luther Costal.
There's another big word for us, Larry.
Thank you,
Larry. I'm kind of drowning in these.
You be careful hanging around with that Roland.
Thanks, Larry.
All right.
Larry and I have had a few conversations off air, and if you would indulge me for just a moment, something that Larry brought to my attention, we haven't mentioned it for a little while. You know Pastor David Boyce Clare.
Sure.
All right. Faith in Velda City is in dire need of a new roof, and we did that sort of as our Christmas project.
Yeah, I remember
that. And several good listeners have sent contributions in for that. You still can.
Really?
You still can.
How much more do we need?
Probably about $7,000.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of these good old congregations in North County, long-suffering pastor. I mean, I don't want to get into too much personal stuff, but if you want to talk about someone who's a real servant of the church for very little remuneration whatsoever, that's Pastor Boyce Clare.
Hey,
that's a great theologian.
I just had
too.
An idea.
Yeah?
Possibly, just possibly, there's a roofer out there that's listening right now.
Yeah.
And could do something for the Lord. And maybe it's the Spirit. I don't know.
Larry
brought it up, and you brought the roof. I put them together, said, maybe there's a Christian roofer out there that would like to bless the kingdom. So get
that
a hold of Roland Lettner at family@kfuo.org.
No.
What's your...
Just R. Lettner, Lettner, good German name, more consonants and vowels. rlettner@kfuo.org.
Or you could just do it kfuo@kfuo.org and ask for Roland and the roof thing, and we'll get it. Or
we'll get you hooked up with Pastor Boyce Clare, and it would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Sadly,
be neat?
I mean, even just to get it repaired, not replaced.
Yeah.
Because Larry has been there. Larry is someone who supports another function of that ministry with Pastor Boyce Clare, which is a resale shop they have.
I will even go a little further. Yeah. If some roofer does this as director of this station, there will be a little shout-out
for
this roofing company, right?
Once or twice or 30 times. Yeah,
and see the Lord can bless all of this together.
Thank you. That's a wonderful offer.
Yeah.
Well,
so
contact me.
You roofers out there are Christians, contact KFUO and Roland, and let's do it. What do you say?
Absolutely. Let's go back to the phones, pick up a call from Francis. Francis, good morning.
Hi. I came in a little late, so I hope I'm not rehashing anything. But I was.
Oh, we love to rehash stuff here. Not a problem. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, I just wanted to know if you could run down how this change on the 18th, if you could tell us, you know, like the program schedule beginning at the 18th, are there going to be other changes, to the program lineup?
No, let's give you the daily programs from the beginning. Let's see if I can do it from memory. We start off broadcasting on the AM side, and then it's parallel streamed, worldwide. At KFUO.org, and that lineup is 7 to 9:30 is still his time. 9:30 to 10 o'clock, Focus on the Family. 10 o'clock to 11, the Bible study.
Woohoo!
And then beginning Monday the 18th, Francis, that's the change. Faith and Family will be premiering at the 11 to 12. And unfortunately, the 15th will be Ask the Pastor's final broadcast. So, somebody had asked me too, Roland, on the website, if they're going to still have access to all those wonderful archives of Ask the Pastor.
Yes.
And they are.
Excellent.
And you're right now, listeners, if you were, and I had like three people that go to those. So that's cool.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, that it's a part of your Bible study archives. But we're going to split those out.
Oh,
and they
cool.
will be able to have access to all that history and can search in there. So that's pretty cool.
Excellent.
Then at noon, we have Moments of Assurance, followed by 1 to 2, an hour of sacred music with Gary Duncan. 2 to 2.30, Law and Gospel with Tom Baker. 2.30 to 3 o'clock, something on books.
Books, book talk.
And then 3 to 5, Issues, Etc. That's kind of the lineup for...
And where does the World Lutheran News Digest Minute fit in?
They come in about 8:20 and 5:05, something like that, weekday, and then Saturday morning at 9:30.
Well, for the half hour
so
program.
So, Francis, thanks for getting on all that plug. And
okay.
Hopefully you can go to our website, kfuo.org, and they'll have that change. And if not, the boss is going to be coming in and pounding on their computer desk to get that. So thanks for that great question.
Okay. And keep up the good work. I'm a Lutheran because of this station, so I want to say thanks.
Well, thank you.
You know, we have something in common there because, you know, I was one of those Lutheran kids who went to confirmation and disappeared from church for 15 years. And because of listening to guys like Chuck Spomer and others here on the Bible study, you know, my wife and I wandered down, and now we've been, you know, I've got 12 years of scars of being an elder to prove. This radio station just does something to you. It really does. Thank you, Francis.
Thank you.
Thanks, Francis.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, KFUO at KFUO.org. And I will tell you, Pastor, in that time in the wilderness, after I, you know, left confirmation and before I came back full steam and then some into the church, what kept me tethered was this radio station because I loved the spoken word. So it was Oswald Hoffman and Science and Job and all that. Whenever... Well, we have a fellow that used to do a program, Science and Job, and whenever he comes on the Bible study, even though he's a little bit older than me, I keep telling him, I've been listening to you since I was a little boy. That's Pastor Kurt Taylor. We always have fun with that.
And you know what's neat, Roland?
Thanks be to God for the station, because if it weren't for that, who knows where.
You know what's neat now is the streaming capabilities allow us to go all over the world.
Oh, man.
You know, there's one guy, he comes on, we took it off our comment line, and you can call and make those comments, 314-505-7839, anytime, any day. And he came on and said, you know, I travel a lot in my job, and when I travel, the only link I have to my Blessed Lutheran Church is KFUO Worldwide.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And so now the Lord is able to, we can take this message and send it all over the world, all over our country, As I think I shared with you this morning, 16 countries were listening to the Bible study.
Yeah.
Places like New Zealand, Singapore, North Korea, Iraq, I saw in there today,
mm-hmm.
39 states, United States, and all over North Dakota, New Mexico. They were all over the board. You know, that message that helped you be tethered to the gospel goes out from St. Louis, Missouri, all over the world.
All over the world. It's a remarkable privilege, responsibility, delight, and joy, and you meet people. Uh-huh. You know, I went back to Emmanuel Olivet, which was my confirmation congregation.
I field worked there.
Yeah, Pastor Walter Hoffman was my confirming pastor. Great guy. Looked like Hindenburg. You know, that big booming voice from the... I still remember that. And they asked me to come back and talk to the women's club there about working for KFU and all that. And I said, who'd have thunk it that I would be, of all people, you know, working for this station, because I'm sure poor, long-suffering Pastor Hoffman looked at me and, no, not that kid.
Yeah.
That's only by God's grace.
See, it's amazing what the Lord can do with a person, right? We're living proof of that, you and me.
And the thing is, it's you know, what's the old line about, you can never start a flood with a drop, but you can start a forest fire with a simple spark? Well, once you start getting into the Word of God and you get into good theology, you and me with the book thing.
Yeah.
Brother, let me tell you, it catches on like a fire.
Yeah, as it
and
should.
And you cannot get enough of it.
As it should, yeah. Absolutely.
Ready to go back to the phones?
Sure.
Here's Harold. Harold, good morning. You're up next.
Yes, indeed. On justification, you know, even Lutherans can't get on with themselves. Years ago, Robert Preuss attended the meeting in Helsinki, and here the Lutheran groups got together there, and they could not come to a common agreement on justification. So it's not only our difference with Rome and other bodies about justification. And incidentally, too, I'm from the old batch there that still believes that the office of the papacy is the Antichrist, and I haven't seen anything. I've challenged pastors and professors there. You show me there that the office of the papacy. And one of our members said, oh, well, if it's the office of the papacy, it's the man that holds it, because he's got to agree with that. And, okay. That's what I've been saved for.
Thanks, Harold, and I agree with you completely on that. It's amazing that, and I think what you might be saying, too, is not only in those dialogues did we Missouri Synod people, as Bob Preuss wrote about it so well, did not see eye to eye, but even though some that go by the name Lutheran we don't agree with on the basis of how we are saved. So great comments, and that's a great book that wraps all that up in such a great way by Dr. Preuss.
Incidentally, someone mentioned, I believe, Cardinal Cassidy from Australia, who was man on doctrine. Well, you know, we had some of the Lutherans, especially the Elka types, that had these warm, fuzzy, feezy feelings when we had all this discussion about justification. And so Cardinal Cassidy, and then also Cardinal Avery Dulles, you know, he's one of the few cardinals that I know that the Pope made a cardinal, and he does not, he was an educator and not the head of a diocese.
Right.
And both of them said, Rome has not changed since the Council of Trent.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Thanks for those insights, Harold.
Thank you, Harold. Have a good day. Let's continue with the phone calls and go to Wade next. Wade, good morning.
Oh, good morning. I just wanted to give a plug for Roland. I think, Roland, you're my favorite guy on KFUO.
Thank you.
Hey, he is a good one, isn't he, Wade?
Well, he is. He brings about a wit, and he's keeps the show moving. And I do love Buzz. Buzz, I love you too, and Gary. So I just want to give a plug to the boss for Roland.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks, Wade. We agree with you. We got a real gem in Roland.
All right. And next, here's a regular pastor. Meet James. James, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor.
Hi, James.
What is on your mind today, James? Brace yourself, Pastor. You never know where James may go.
Well, I'm wanting to know what a family-friendly church is. Will you consider a family-friendly church a place where you get to know Jesus, glorify God, and raise faithful children? Or is there some examples in the Bible of what a family-friendly church would be?
Well, you know, one of the things you can say, and you know, we Lutherans are big on this, James, as you well know, that Jesus is only going to be present where he says he wants to be present in his words and his sacrament, that gospel purely preached and taught, and the sacraments administered according to his mandates. And so, you know, and you get pictures of that in the Bible. The one that I think always impresses me is that scene in Ezekiel where, you know, the priests are, you know, think they're in secret and they're doing unbelievable things, even in the temple, worshiping an idol. And God shows it to the prophet, and then he says, and I'm out of here. So I would say, you know, Jesus is not going to show up, no matter what they say, in a place that does not let him speak the truth, the truth about the pure gospel and the sacraments as correctly that he wants them to be done.
Okay, so church is based around word and sacrament and not the recruitment of families as members.
Well, and you can, you know, let's just take a classic example of fibbing about this. The Mormon Church comes out and says they are really for families, and it sure looks like it on face value. But when you ask them, Why are you big on families? They tell you amazing things that are so ungodly and so unbiblical. So, you know, I think churches want to be the family of God, number one, with Jesus as their brother and the Father and all that. And that has to be, you know, what Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me. And we know that's got to be the right way through faith in the gospel. And so that's why that gospel has to be correctly preached and taught. And that gospel is right there in the sacraments, too. So, I mean, God's serious about this. And so we as his family, we have to be serious about it, too. And so where that gospel is doing its thing, there the Father and the Son are and the Holy Spirit, and all God's children are gathered around it, too.
Thank you. About the family-friendly church, there's a book by a guy by the name of Ben. I guess his name is Friedenberg. And Rick Lawrence, and they write about the family-friendly church, and I just wondered if you knew about.
No, I didn't. I know Ben Freudenberg is actually going to be coming on this new show, James, so we can ask him about it.
Okay.
He's coming on Tuesday, March 19th.
I will be tuning in.
Yeah, and call in and talk to him about that.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Thanks, James. Have a great day. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. And KFUO at KFUO.org. We have a few minutes left with Reverend Zwanitzer before we move on to Moments of Assurance with Pastor Mark Hawkinson right after the noontime news. So what do you think?
It's been fun, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know where folks are going to go. I hope Liz is ready for this.
I hope so, too, because it looks like she's stirring up a little bit of interest, as we hoped. And we're excited to, you know, the family is in such disarray.
Oh, you've been to my house, have you?
No, I'm talking about how God instituted the family.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And we're gonna talk about that. And so, you know, if there's instability in the family, as there is in our country and around the world, there's going to be instability in the culture and in a country. And so people don't want to talk about that.
Well, and that's why we bring up different topics that, you know, now by the end of this week. The Ask the Pastor program, you know, fades out. The new Faith and Family program comes in starting Monday. Still on Studio A, you're going to be able to hear these things. So when we talk about things like teaching kindergartners in Chicago, the most, well, you heard about this in the news. Teaching the sex education
at kindergarten level.
And then there's a story that's on the National Wire, on the AP Wire, about a 9-year-old raping his 6-year-old sister.
Mm-hmm.
And where do they get these ideas from? And the sad answer is in public schools.
Yeah.
So what's one of the countervailing forces out there to try and counter some of this, to give parents advice and help when there doesn't seem to be any out there for them? They seem to be at the mercy of whatever system it may be, whether it's public schools or...
You know, you remind me at my congregation... it's tonight, Tuesday nights. My wife and I are going through a wonderful study of the book of Isaiah. And one of the things you get out of Isaiah is this, and I think it's throughout the Bible. God's upset because even people supposedly in the church are turning to everything, any and everyone else other than him for help.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And so there we go. There we go. In our beloved country, the United States, turning to all kinds of different things for help other than the real source of help, God himself.
Well, as you go through Luke, and I know that in the church here, you know, this is our cycle now to be in the book of Luke. As you study it, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 verses at a time, this is us, my friend. It's the same world we live in today as they were there, where they're looking at Jesus and going, bread, demons, walking on water, yeah, what else have you done?
Yeah.
Impress me. Show me proof.
And you know, our pastor, and we have a great one there, Dr. Kevin Golden, he always tells us, we can't just say, yeah, Isaiah and God, give it to those other people. We're good, they're not. It's about us too. But the difference is that we realize the problem is us, and Jesus is the solution.
And
what a wonderful solution.
Absolutely. I'm going to do something a little bit selfish here for the last half minute of the program. Dear friend, Pastor Otto Hinze, celebrating 65 years in ministry, his 90th birthday, 65 years of marriage to his wife, Jill. Just a remarkable guy, taught me the Book of Concord. You know, when you look at a pastor and you want to see Jesus, that's your guy. And I thank you, Pastor Hinze. You've been a delight and inspiration to me. And congratulations on the ministry and the marriage and the inspiration and the so many people that you've brought into the kingdom.
Yeah, and just to hear that makes you want to thank God for this man and his wife and his service to the church.
Oh, one of the first Lutheran missionaries into Papua New Guinea right after World War II. Well, he could tell you stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? You know about Otto Hinze, not by himself.
Well, happy birthday, ordination celebration, and wedding celebration.
All that good stuff in one.
Pastor and Jill.
You've been a blessing. Well, guys, we're back tomorrow with the Bible study, then live midweek Lenten worship, and then we'll have a couple more of these Ask the Pastor programs before the week is done. You don't want to miss them. We'll see you then. God bless.
Listen to the Bible study Monday through Friday at this same time. The Bible study is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for the Bible study to continue. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can contact us on the web at kfuo.org. Download archives at kfuo.org. The Bible study is heard weekdays on KFUO Radio, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.